We have an in-studio chat with the one and only Chris Wilson from Gold Medal Famous. We're talking to him about the band's show at Pearl Diver and their new EP, Love and Comfort, which is out now on Bandcamp. Good morning to you, Chris. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Kia ora.
How are you braving the change in temperature? It's been very cold recently.
Yeah, just rugging up. You know, wearing more layers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of layers at home?
Yeah.
A lot of merino?
Puffy jackets.
Some cashmere over there.
Yeah.
Some possum.
Scarves, yeah.
Nice, man, nice. How are you this morning in general?
Pretty good. Yeah. Just looking forward to the show. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. That's at Pearl Diver this week, which is awesome. This new EP, Love and Comfort, you've done, is the first since December 2023, which is about, a year and a half's worth of a gap. How does it feel to be back?
Oh, it's good, yeah. It's a bit slower now, Vaughan and Rosanna live in Wellington, so it's a bit more of a slow process. I tend to, send up lyrics and samples and things, and they whip them into shape, you know, with the recording and chuck them in.
Mm-hmm. That's all by distance.
Yeah, it is, yeah, but you can send sound files pretty well, so...
Thank God we live in that time, eh?
Yeah, it works good.
Man, it's so convenient. Looking back at a lot of your previous work on Bandcamp, there's some very straightforward kind of political parody tunes on there, like Investment Property, John Key is Still a Dick, We Bought a House, and the song Chief Executives Get Paid Too Much and Deserve a Punch. Are y'all still making tunes like that?
I've sort of probably moved away a little bit from it. Most of those statements probably still apply to the current government, really. But we just
kind of got bored with it, or
yeah, it's maybe going a bit poppy, you know.
Well, we'll get into that change in sound in a second, but with those sort of political tracks, you know, property seemed to be a prominent punchline / target. I wonder why is that?
Well, I guess it's just the New Zealand obsession. We do have a song called We Bought a House because my partner and I did buy a house, and it's just sort of about the process of doing that and you know, getting a mortgage and all that kind of jazz. And it's kind of the Kiwi dream and kind of the ongoing zeitgeist that people have sort of an obsession about property and what the values of the houses are and all that kind of thing.
Mm, and that owning a house is like the penultimate thing you can do, or the ultimate thing you can do. I'm not too sure if you're familiar with the economist Bernard Hickey, but he talked about how the New Zealand economy is like a housing market with a few businesses tacked on.
It's pretty apt. Yeah.
Very, very apt. I like that y'all target that because it feels like it's coming from New Zealand context, which is awesome. But it does seem like y'all have kind of dropped a lot of the synthy experimental sound and are opting for more straightforward, almost like indie pop and an at times funky sound. What prompted that kind of direction, that change in sound?
Yeah, well, the album Activity, which We Bought Houses From, was a very experimental album. It had all these sort of samples from the Pyramid Club
Shout out.
Electronic equipment library. So yeah, that was a really quite radical approach to making an album, because featuring all these kind of loops and stuff. And I guess we wanted to sort of show that we could do poppy stuff after that. So we've kind of moved towards more sort of a melodic kind of phase.
With, I think it was Rosie from the band. She's jumping on vocals and ukulele for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, super exciting.
Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, she's an old friend of ours. So yeah, it's cool to have. We always sort of try and have the trio, and it's good having male and female vocals just to kind of get a variation going.
Now, Party Like a Nurse is really the names in the songs are still real crazy. Party Like a Nurse is a real standout on this EP. It's a very, very funky jam with a very, very catchy eponymous line riding over these bouncy and shimmery synths. How did that song come about? You know, what is Partying Like a Nurse? What does that look like?
Well, I just sort of heard about nurses, I guess, because they have quite a full-on work sort of regime, you know, where they're dealing with life and death, that they really like to cut loose and
Work hard, party hard.
Yeah,
work
yeah.
hard, play hard.
Yeah, yeah. So, just sort of met a few hard party nurses and heard about them, and just sort of it was quite a like I guess humor's a bit of a thing in our music. So, we just thought we'd reflect that in a song.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you're at the gig this Friday at Pearl Diver. You're going to be playing a lot of your old stuff, or will it mostly be just new stuff?
We're going to do 3 tracks from the new EP, but we'll do, I guess a lot of the old classics. We haven't played Dunedin for many years, so it'll be good to do tracks that people may or may not know, hopefully.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also, I guess, not in many years means that this will be the first time playing Pearl Diver.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is real cool. It's an awesome venue.
Yeah, it's great. Seen a few gigs there, most recently Guitar Wolf, which was great. Yeah, yeah.
Everyone I've spoken to who went to that says it was a pretty legendary gig.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're great. They always do a good show.
Incredible. I guess music aside, though, you are a bit of a film fan. Is that apt?
Yeah, yeah. I'm in the Film Society, so I've been enjoying that. They just had a little ghost story kind of anthology recently. The last one they showed was called A Ghost Story, which is kind of a recent indie one with Rooney Mara and Casey Affleck about a ghost that's just basically a guy under a sheet that just can't get away from house.
Yeah, I really want to watch that. Was it quite good?
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, he just kind of can't leave the house, and she moves away and he's still there, and just sort of passages through time.
I'm not too sure if you've heard of this ghost film, but Presence, it came out, so it was a Steven Soderbergh film.
Yeah, yeah, the whole film's from the perspective of the ghost. Yeah, 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 I've seen that.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
Yeah, I found it quite, I found the dialogue quite bad.
Yeah,
performances were a little bit weird.
It was quite a clever concept, though, I thought.
The concept was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was cool.
Mm. Any favourite directors?
I like John Waters and David Cronenberg.
Oh, Cronenberg. I've seen Existence.
Yeah, yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
The Fly,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, he's good. He's still going.
He is, hey. He did, what was the last one he did? The one with plastic surgery becomes Crimes of the Future.
Yeah, yeah, and he's got another one coming out called The Shrouds or something. Which,
and his son is now a director as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brendan Cronenberg, yeah. I've seen a couple of his films.
He did that one with Mia Goth and the Skarsgård brother.
Alan Skarsgård, yeah.
Which is really, really awesome film. Highly recommend. I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program and talking to me about Love and Comfort and Gold Medal Famous Antics. I just have one more question. Does Dunedin still have to dance?
It does, and it can dance on Friday because we've got some great support bands. We've got Sand Saucer and Hysteria, so we're looking forward to seeing those guys.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be awesome. And it feels like a very good package there, all the bands together.
Yeah, yeah, and it's Koha, and it starts at 8, so yeah, come on down to Pearl Diver and enjoy yourselves.
Nice early gig.
Yeah, yeah.
All the mums and pops up there.
Yeah, yeah.
All the parents.
get everyone having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Or do you have any final words for our lovely listeners on the earwaves?
Enjoy yourselves and stay safe out there.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Thank you for coming on, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Cheers.
Appreciate it. All right, folks. That was Chris Wilson from Gold Medal Famous. We're talking to him about the band's new EP and their show at Pearl Diver on St. Andrew Street this Friday at 8 p.m. It is Koha Entry. We're going to be playing Party Like a Nurse from the new record. It is an absolute banger. Coming up later, we may have someone from the station coming for a chat. We'll see. Here is Gold Medal Famous with Party Like a Nurse. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.